talk all about the farm on a monthly basis, thanks to guests on behalf of our Michigan Farm Bureau. And today it is all about the eggs, specifically Skipper eggs, the farm we talk about. And we'll talk about the purpose of why you exist. So, Tim Skipper, good morning to you. And it's all about the egg in your life.
Good morning. Thanks for having me here.
Welcome, Tim. When did you get started in egging? Tell us a little bit about you and your farm.
Well, we have a family farm located in just south of Holland, Michigan, in Allegan County. We have 1.6 million chickens. And how did I get started? My grandfather had a few chickens, but it was my dad who really kind of took over and brought it to the next level. And so grew up on the farm, and right now work with my younger brother, who's actually the president of Skipper Eggs, and we have family involved. He has sons involved. I have sons involved. But I tried to run away from that farm.
Did you really, Tim? That's really one. I want the scoop here.
Well, I went to college at Hope College and went into education and became a middle school, high school teacher and coach for 12 years. But every time summer vacation came, I went back to the farm to work. Maybe I wasn't that smart and didn't take that time off, but I worked. And what I did is it allowed me to stay involved in the farm, even though I was teaching. Mm-hmm. And then I was teaching in the Kalamazoo area, and I decided to get my MBA. So that allowed me to have that. And 12 years later, I decided to come back to the farm. All roads lead back home, right?
Yep. Can't fight the DNA. I'll get a little farm in Indiana with mom and dad, but until it's time, we're here farming with the dogs. Tell me about the egg industry in West Michigan, Tim.
Well, Michigan is actually the seventh largest egg-producing state in the United States. So that's pretty good right off the bat. There's only seven egg producers within Michigan. Five of us reside in West Michigan. So West Michigan is well represented in the egg industry.
Goodness. How has egg farming, I trust it's changed since you started?
It has changed so much in the last 10 to 15 years. It feels like it changes daily. Technology probably is the focus of that change. It's allowed us to get bigger, more efficient, safer, cleaner, just a better environment. And an example of that would be, as a kid, we went out there and we packed eggs by hand. We put them in flats, put them in cases, put the cases on the truck.
Did you literally collect the egg from the chicken's, the hen's nest?
Well, at that point, the belt brought the eggs at least up to the front, and then we packed them in from there. And now not a human hand touches an egg. Belts take it to a conveyor. Conveyor takes it to a processing plant where they're washed, graded, inspected by a USDA inspector, and shipped off within 24 to 48 hours without touching a hand.
I want the big picture, Tim. What does a work day look like on your egg farm?
Lots of parts, lots of moving parts. We have product coming in each day because we make our own feed. So our feed mill is operating. We make 170 tons of feed a day for our chickens.
Basically corn and soybeans?
Corn and soybeans represent most of the chickens' diet. And we can only grow a small portion of that. We have local farmers that bring in corn year-round, mm-hmm. and which is great for the local economy. We work with our local farmers. Mm-hmm. So a lot of corn is brought in. 35-mile radius from our farm, all the corn comes in. And so we make all our feed, and the day consists of house caretakers, workers that walk the chicken houses, making sure they have food, water, the air quality, the lighting is good, and really spend a lot of good quality time in animal welfare taking care of the chickens. And then those chickens like to lay eggs in the morning, for the most part, between 8:30 and 11:30, they lay most of their eggs.
That's when they're all cackling,
yep.
right?
Yep, and those eggs go down to the processing plant where they're washed, clean, shipped out.
Wow, and then they have tea parties in the afternoon and get ready for the next day, right? the purpose of, I'll get a little into the industry itself, Tim, the purpose of the Michigan Allied Poultry Industries to the egg industry, how important is this?
MAPI, Michigan Allied Poultry Industry, is fantastic. It's our state industry trade association and basically works on behalf of all poultry, turkey, eggs, and broilers. But they keep us up to date on news, training workshops, consumer promotion, legislative work. And really, it's an avenue for us to learn and maybe more importantly to change, because we talked about technology. We have to stay on top of a lot of different issues, and MAPI is that avenue for us.
A little birdie tells me that we are nearing the end of National Egg Month. What's a tidbit about eggs? An egg a day keep the doctor away?
An egg a day would be fantastic. Eggs are such a great source of protein. It's a power food. So it's so fortunate to be in a business where you're providing that to the consumer. So that is, American Egg Board has the saying, the incredible edible egg. That pretty much sums it up. But yes, one egg a day is about what a chicken lays. There's a tidbit for you. People always want to know about brown eggs and white eggs.
Well, grew up with brown eggs.
Yeah, well, basically it's the chicken. You know, it's
the darker chicken.
Well, yeah, a chicken with reddish feathers with red ear lobes will lay a brown egg. White feathers with white ear lobes will lay a white egg. But it's basically how it's hatched in that type of chicken. You know exactly what kind of chicken you're getting to produce those eggs.
Just a biological question. Do you need a rooster to produce an egg?
Everything's done in the hatchery. And there are no hatcheries in Michigan. All the eggs are hatched out of state, and they are shipped to our pullet facilities within a day or two.
Chickens have personalities, too.
Yeah, so we do not have roosters on our farm.
All right. Where are your eggs sold, Tim?
Really, we have a couple of main customers in Meijer and Costco. Mm-hmm. But depending on who's calling for eggs, you know, they can go anywhere.
Can I stop by the Skipper Farm and get a dozen?
You know what you can do, and this is what's unique about eggs in grocery stores, is every carton has a Best Buy date. It also has a plant number. P-1118 is our plant number. Oh, so if really? You see that on the carton of eggs, that comes from Skipper Eggs.
Be looking through all the egg cartons this afternoon. That's kind of a scary thought. Do you work with other, you might have mentioned this, other egg farms then in West Michigan or across the state, or is it all competitive heavy here? My egg better than your egg?
We are competitors. Sure. But we also work very closely together. We're a close-knit group. Just last week, I was in Washington, D.C. with other egg producers from Michigan and throughout the United States. It was our May conference, and we talk about food safety, animal welfare, biosecurity. And then we spend a couple of days going up to Capitol Hill and talking with our representatives in Congress about important issues that are going on right now in our industry. So we work together as a as a nation, as a state, and then locally. And Michigan Allied Poultry really helps in that sense.
Yes, and obviously you're a fan of Michigan Farm Bureau as well.
Yes, you know, I always say agriculture has to stick together. Whether you're just in egg production, turkeys, it doesn't matter. All agriculture really needs to work together.
How come we don't eat turkey eggs? They're just not good?
Well, turkeys really, you're not going to have enough turkey eggs to get
so
where you need to do.
They don't lay an egg a day?
No. You know, that's something totally different. Yeah, so.
I actually showed a goose in 4-H, so the goose laid eggs, but not daily either. Hey, any other changes that are coming to your farm in the future when it comes to technology?
Well, currently, there's a big change going on to cage-free. We are at about 40% changed over to cage-free already. And there's a target date of 2025, the year 2025, to change over to cage-free. Now, will we get there as an industry? Probably not, but that's kind of the target. It's market-driven. So that's our big project right now. We are working at switching over to cage-free.
I'd like that. That'd be kind of cool. Tim Skipper, thank you very much. Skipper Eggs, on behalf of the Skipper Farms, how do we find out more information?
Thank you very much for having me promoting National Egg Month.
Do you have a website? Facebook?
You know, we are working on that. I should know that, but I don't know if I know that. But we are working on that.
Well, it's those who have their MBAs that just, you know, you don't have time to be worrying about that. Tim Skipper, we do want to follow your good work, though. Skipper Farms doing great things, and I'll be looking for that number at my local grocer. Take care and say hello to the chickens.
Thank you very much.